Hi, I'm Astrid Algren, a Tier 3 Success Agent at Salesforce. Welcome to the Customer Success Center's Overview course. When you finish this course, you will be able to describe the products and services that make up Salesforce, discuss how customers use our products, explain how global customer success centers operate, and identify some key members of the success team who you will meet through videos. Let's get started. Before we begin, let's take a quick look at where Global Customer Success Centers fits into the Salesforce organization as a whole. To start, Marc Benioff is our CEO and chairman. Keith Block is the president and vice chairman. Maria Martinez is president of sales and customer success. Atul Nanda leads the success organization as the senior vice president of Global Customer Success Centers. And Paul Van Manen, VP of Technical Support, is someone you'll likely see and interact with often on Chatter. These are the high-level leadership names that you'll hear often. Also reporting to Atul are different subgroups that make up and direct the entire success organization. Because Salesforce is always growing and changing, this slide may not reflect the most current structure. Always check orgchart.internal.salesforce.com for the most current organizational information. On the next screen, you'll get a chance to meet Atul as he welcomes you to Salesforce Global Customer Success Centers. Next, let's talk about Salesforce products and services. As I'm sure you already know, Salesforce is considered a leader in cloud computing with its wildly popular Customer Relationship Management System, or CRM. The Salesforce CRM is comprised of a number of clouds that contain products that customers can mix and match to suit their needs. The clouds you'll probably hear about and work with most are Sales Cloud, which is primarily used for sales management. It includes products like Salesforce IQ, which is a CRM for small businesses, and Data.com, which helps keep data accurate and accessible. The Service Cloud helps customers manage service and support operations. It includes the Salesforce Service Cloud and Desk.com, which is an out-of-the-box customer support app to help customers provide support quickly. The Marketing Cloud helps customers manage and distribute company information through a variety of methods. The Marketing Cloud includes Pardot, a marketing automation platform. The Marketing Cloud is currently being integrated into Salesforce, and for now, retains some of its own features, processes, and services. Salesforce products come in different editions to meet an organization's size and needs. For example, Sales Cloud is available as Salesforce IQ Starter for small businesses with up to 5 users. The Professional Edition is great for medium-sized businesses. And the Enterprise Edition, which is our most popular edition, and Performance Edition are best for large and very large companies and organizations. For more information on the features included in each Sales Cloud edition, and for more information on additions and features offered for the other clouds, visit the Products section of the Salesforce website. You can find a link in the Resources tab. Such a wide variety of products needs a lot of support. Salesforce offers customers 3 major types of service to assist, train, and strategize. 3 levels of success plans for each cloud are designed to meet the different support needs of customers based on their size and product additions. The Marketing Cloud offers a standard plus level of support, and several clouds offer U.S. Premier support to provide customers with screened U.S. employees to manage sensitive or regulated implementations and data. A number of add-on services allow customers to work with specialists to customize their Salesforce implementation and support options. Salesforce University offers customers comprehensive product training by cloud and by role to maximize engagement and to help deployments go smoothly. Salesforce certifications ensure that customers have employees on staff who are well qualified with product expertise. A link to Salesforce services on the Salesforce website can be found in the Resources tab. Salesforce has partnerships that help us grow our business by developing applications, providing support, and assisting customers with configurations. You may hear about these partner types from time to time. An independent software vendor, or ISV, is a company specializing in making or selling apps or software designed for mass or niche markets. A reseller is a company or individual who purchases goods or services with the intention of reselling them rather than consuming or using them. A systems integrator is a person or company who specializes in bringing together component products and ensuring that those products function together. Salesforce offers our partners excellent support services and a variety of success plans to meet their specific needs. Some of the key areas where we help our partners include collaboration on marketing and sales, assistance with implementation and systems integrations, support, and training and certification. To learn more about our partners, the industries they represent, and the types of services they specialize in, visit the App Exchange. You'll find a link in the Resources tab of this training. Next, you'll hear from Paul Van Manen, the Vice President of Technical Support. Now that you've had a high-level look at the support organization and our products and services, you may be wondering, what do customers do with our products and services? Currently, there are over 2 million Salesforce subscribers across all of our clouds in a wide range of industries, from financial services to retail to education, nonprofits, and more. Our customers use Salesforce for a variety of purposes, such as sales, marketing, campaign and lead management, and customer service management. Some will even build and resell apps using our platform. To realize our vision and goals for support while addressing its challenging environment, Salesforce has operated under a Customers for Life approach. To ensure their success, our customers are virtually surrounded by a great deal of resources. Customer success managers manage and stay in touch with our customers. A network of system integrators work with our customers to ensure they get started right. Strategic Services is our own internal team of implementation experts. We offer training and certification programs and resources for customers and partners. Customer support is provided round the clock, globally, and comes in a variety of options to meet the unique and varied needs of all of our customers. Lastly, renewal managers ensure that we stay on top of our ongoing customer relationships. Next, let's meet Daniel Bach, Director of Technical Support. Next, let's meet Daniel Bach, Director of Technical Support. Let's take a look at the success environment. It's where you'll be working. Salesforce Success Agents leverage our own products to provide the best possible customer support. In addition to managing cases, Salesforce tools help agents drive and monitor performance and create and maintain a knowledge base. Internally, we have four communities that you should be aware of: the customer community, the developer community, the partner community, and the App Exchange marketplace. The App Exchange is where our partners and developers can market, sell, and support their Salesforce apps. The Idea Exchange is where customers, developers, and partners can view and submit product enhancements or new ideas. Salesforce One is the mobile platform used to access Salesforce products and services from any device. You'll learn more about tools in the Technical Support Tools Overview course. Salesforce Customer Success Centers never sleep. They operate around the world to offer superior customer support in a wide range of languages across many time zones. We have nearly 1,500 success agents worldwide across our internal teams and partner organizations. There are more than 20 locations around the globe providing support for Salesforce products. The Marketing Cloud currently operates its own support locations. Success team managers use the Global Technical Support Dashboard to monitor the activities of the Global Success Centers. Let's take a look at a few of the metrics managers watch. In this chart, you can see that the Americas have the highest number of cases. Here, the average days to close a case is around 3.5 days. The other category is made up of the Mission Critical Success Team, which is expected to close most cases much more quickly. This dashboard shows the global customer satisfaction score by support level. And finally, Premier and Basic support cases make up the bulk of the cases opened per week. These dashboards should give you a sense of the types of activities tracked in the success organization. As a success agent, you will be working with the Salesforce case management system that allows you to log and view customer issues and questions as cases, view contact and account information and history, use knowledge articles to resolve issues, and respond via phone, email, web portal, and chatter and track these communications. Customers rate agents on their performance, their ability to handle a case, and their ability to resolve the issue. When a case is closed, the customer receives a link to the Customer Satisfaction Survey, or CSAT, where you'll find out several fields that compute your CSAT score. Your CSAT goal is a perfect 10. The best way to receive a perfect score is to be professional and courteous, quick, and to thoroughly understand and resolve the customer's issue. The support organization is organized into tier levels. Triage is often the initial point of contact. Triage agents take incoming calls, log and direct cases, and when applicable, respond to questions and basic issues. Triage is handled by our internal teams and partner organizations, including HCL and Cognizant. Tier 1 agents handle cases routed to them and may accept cases coming directly from the self-service web portal. Tier 2 responds to cases escalated to them from Tier 1 and works with designated customers. Tier 3 agents handle complex cases escalated by Tier 2. Tier 3 also works with research and development, or R&D, as needed on bug fixes. You'll learn more about skill groups in the Skill Groups Overview course. Because the Salesforce suite of products is so big, specialization is necessary. When a case comes in from any one of the many channels, a case is created. Depending on the issue type or category, a case is workflow routed to the correct skill group. Skill groups support specific areas of the product and, in most cases, are made up of agents from all tier levels of support. The Marketing Cloud has its own set of skill groups. If necessary, a case may be escalated to the appropriate tier. You'll have a lot of help through main supporting roles. You'll have a lot of help through main supporting roles, such as queue monitors and floor managers, duty managers, escalations management team, and the Severity One hotline. By now, you should have a pretty good idea of what the customer success centers are all about. So, let's meet Christine Burkhard, a Tier 3 success agent, who will tell you more about what it's really like to work in the Salesforce Customer Success Team. The Delivery Excellence Program is in place to monitor and log support interactions of each success agent for performance and career growth. Through the Delivery Excellence Program, quality audits are recorded in the org. Agents can see all of their own data, and managers can see the data of all of their direct reports. Agents take required training, including badge courses, certifications, release training, and monthly accreditation training. Managers and agents participate in coaching sessions to give the agent a 360-degree view of their performance in relation to their career plans. Agent feedback from customer satisfaction surveys is incorporated into the program. The quality audit form measures an agent's performance. These are most often tracked for delivery partners and when agents have received low customer satisfaction scores. Key areas when an agent is evaluated include meeting the initial service level agreement on a case, or SLAs, setting and meeting customer expectations, case management process skills, case closures, properly using required case management fields and actions, and agent knowledge relative to support products and services. The quality audit form measures an agent's performance. These are most often tracked for delivery partners and when agents have received low customer satisfaction scores. Key areas when an agent is evaluated include meeting the initial service level agreement on a case, or SLAs, setting and meeting customer expectations, case management process skills, case closures, properly using required case management fields and actions, and agent knowledge relative to support products and services. The Salesforce CRM is also made up of a number of other clouds to help customers better engage with their employees and customers. These include the Community Cloud, which allows companies to establish collaborative communities among customers. Wave Analytics, which is a robust set of easy-to-use reporting tools for analyzing all sorts of data, including sales and service data. The App Cloud, which makes it quick and easy for customers to create and manage apps that help their companies run most efficiently. You'll often hear of Force.com and Heroku associated with the App Cloud. And finally, the Internet of Things Cloud helps connect devices, products, websites, events, and more to Salesforce to help make customer data more meaningful.